Tom, before we go to the calls, tell me a little bit more about this planned capture of a Bigfoot. I mean, any idea how big this creature might be?
Well, all the indications that we found of the last 3 weeks being up there off and on, it looks like it's a male, but it is a resident creature. It's not a migratory animal at this point in time. It's something that's been hanging around because of the food source that it has there. It's got all the elements it needs to survive and the cover. I believe somewhere, because of the footprints that we've encompassed, we're looking somewhere between 5 to 650 pounds, somewhere in the vicinity of height. I can't tell because we haven't seen it, but if you were to measure it by the massive blocks that would make an indentation in the ground, I would give it somewhere around 6'8", maybe to 7'5".
How are you going to capture him, or are you going to tranquilize him? What are you going to do?
Well, that's the primary plan. There's the wire mesh netting coming out of the cave. Hopefully that'll be the first way. And depending on the strength, which we don't know, and nobody knows until you're actually there trying to pursue something. Remember one thing, though, and I want your audience to understand this too, George. We're there to search and ferret, seek it out, subdue it to an extent that it's there strictly for study. After the DNA and after the doctors, the PhDs, the anthropologists have gone through their study and do what they have to do, it's release.
Oh, you're gonna let it back in the wild?
You bet we are.
And in the general area, the location, Tom, that he's running around in right now?
I'll be more than happy to tell him and everybody in the world, okay?
And you will on this show.
You bet. You bet. And it's a town called Happy Camp, California. Okay?
Okay.
And it's right there in the Siskiyou Mountain Range. We've set up a Bigfoot Information Center up there through Java Bob and the newspaper up there, Linda Martin. There are assistants and everything that's been coming through there because of all the vacationers that's coming up through the Marble Mountain area and everything, and the rangers themselves, and you won't believe the sightings that are coming out of there right now.
Let's just hope, Tom, if you do capture him, if you're successful, that the men in black don't come swooping down and they grab the thing and dissect it or do whatever they're going to do.
You know, it's amazing you said that, George. Just as we were coming back, it was like an 8-hour drive coming back last night, and my crew had said the same thing to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we are so close.
That's a danger.
At this point in time. And they all said, hey, you know, are they going to come and confiscate this from us and, you know, tear it apart like they did with so many other things in this country?
All right, to the phones we go.
Okay.
West of the Rockies, welcome to Coast. You're on the air with Tom Biscardi. Hi there.
Hi, George. How you doing?
Good. And where are you calling from?
Tim in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Okay, K-L-I-S. Tim, it's all yours. Take it away.
Okay. George, I've been a huge fan of Bigfoot and, you know, reading about it all my life since I was real little. And, you know, I'm kind of concerned about this, is if your guest does capture Bigfoot and it is broadcast to the entire world, we know he exists, and even giving the name of the town where it's at, people by nature are panicky and stupid when it comes to things they don't understand. So what I want to know is what steps has your guest taken to try and kind of figure out what they're going to do afterwards as far as public relations, because you know there are going to be hunters in those woods with rifles hunting down any of these animals they can for cash.
Good point.
Whether it be
good
cash
question.
Or sport or whatever.
All right, Tom, how do you combat that?
It's very true what your name is Tim?
Mm-hmm. That's his name.
Tim, it's very true what you're saying, but I want you to understand my point of view at this point in time. I've been doing this for an excess of 30 years. Now it's the old time. You don't cry wolf any longer. Now you have it, you bring it back. You bring it back for the study and let the world to share it and see it, okay? And yes, will there be a lot of people out in that brush? Well, I'm banking that there isn't going to be, because the terrain that this thing is in, not everybody goes up and leaves what they're doing to get up in there. You're talking about mosquito-infested areas, you know, 104-degree temperature, elevation that's off the hook, and terrain that's just inaccessible to man.
Well, now let me ask you this, Tom. What do you think? Give me your best guess. What do you think Bigfoot is worth on the market? if somebody captures him, I'm not talking about you and your group and your scientific study, but some guy comes up there and somehow takes a shot at it, and he's got the body of it. How much is Bigfoot worth?
Well, let's just go by what's on record right now. We know what happened with Bobby Clark. He got supposedly the $750,000 from Current Affair. Current Affair, in turn, went out and aired this thing, and through the advertisements that they got in marketing, they probably got anywhere from $3 to $5 million back.
You're talking about that video that we could barely make out.
Exactly. Okay. And you're right. What's happened here, Tim? Because of what's happened through a Current Affair, there's a lot of people out there who are desperate, needs money, and they'll just, you know, take a 30-odd six, take a sleeping bag, and get up there any which way they can, and try to go out into this brush and look for one of these creatures. I caution everybody.
And you need to be careful. The fact that you're going to be live on the internet.
You bet.
People are going to know you're there. They're going to know a general area.
They won't
area.
Know the exact location.
All right, yeah, okay. And I don't want to know that.
And I'm not stupid enough to do that, as you know. Out of respect to you, George, I gave you a general vicinity.
All right. Wildcard line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
George.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is a very interesting topic. My name's John. I'm calling from El Paso, Texas.
Sure thing, John.
I'm kind of along the same lines as the last caller, but I'm kind of concerned, is there anything already in place, like an endangered species type of protection to kind of keep people from trying to go up there at all? Or
there are some towns, I think, that have some kind of law on you can't shoot a Bigfoot.
Yeah, there's up in Skamania County.
Yeah,
okay?
But not a lot.
There's a $10,000 fine if you did get caught trying to shoot one of these creatures. And I understand everybody's concern, but you know, there's got to be a time now that we got to put this thing, either it's there or it isn't there. There's a lot of people out there that's doing this work in earnest, okay, and is not getting the right credit for what they're doing. So now's the point of it is, if it's out there, we're there. We're a 24/7, 365-day-a-year company doing what we do. We're tired of getting ridiculed, all right? So now the thing about it is, we're going to open it up to the world. They'll all see it. As we see it, they'll see it. So now nobody can come by and say, hey, it's a man in a monkey suit. Or, hey, it's a bunch of kids pulling a bunch of pranks. They're going to see it firsthand just like we do.